North Superintendent Mark Lindahl with Barnes County North. Mark, today is a happy day for many people. They're in a new school today. Tell us about it.
Been a long time coming. Of course, we wanted to be in here when school started, and it just didn't work out. So we've our staff and our kids and our parents have had to wait a while to get in here. But I tell you, this is an awesome building, and the technology advantages and all the other advantages that we have here make the wait all worthwhile. So yes, we are in the new building and we're happy campers today.
Mark, how many students Barnes County North have enrolled this fall?
We have 288 kids as of today.
A little more than the previous year?
I think we're down a couple kids. I think I do not have stats from last year here, but I'm kind of thinking we were in at the 290 mark last year, if I'm not mistaken. So we're right about the same.
Now, with all the construction going on in Western North Dakota, a lot of construction projects around the state have been delayed and may have been the case for you guys, too.
And I think that's part of it, and of course, when they started construction last summer, and I wasn't around at that time, but my understanding was they didn't get started until later in July and August, and so that late start really put a hamper on the project. But I know our contractors and workers have been working hard these last few months to try and get things up and running, so we're ready to move in, and they've done a nice job. And we have some areas that just the gyms are not ready yet in the locker rooms and things like that. But the advantages of us being all together far outweigh, in my opinion, the little things. And the gyms is a big thing, but all the other things that aren't completely done yet. But it's a work in progress, and it's still a good thing for our kids.
I guess you alluded to it, and that is there are still some projects that will be worked on around, classroom schedules and all that. But when do you think the gyms would be completed in time for the winter sports season or not?
Well, we're hoping by mid-January that the gyms will be completed and we'll start being able to host games. But in the interim, we'll be having, we do have both gyms at the former schools in Wimbledon at North Central that we'll be utilizing the varsity games. Those games will be held over at the old North Central school. And like I said, we're hoping by mid-January that we'll be in the new gyms here at the school and up and running totally.
Now, Mark, you're not quite ready to shutter some of the old buildings of the Barnes County North campus, so that will probably come at a later date?
The North Central building we do not own, and we've been renting, so of course we would like to get as much as we can out of there, aside from the gyms we'll be using for a while longer, and we're in the process of closing a deal to sell the Wimbledon building, and so hopefully that'll happen in December as well, but like I said, we're going to need to use both those gyms until our gyms get done here, and we appreciate the working with the people that we're dealing with at the Wimbledon site to sell and the people that we have sold the building to over at the North Central site. So we appreciate their help.
Can you tell us publicly, yes or no, who is interested in purchasing the buildings?
The North Central building is sold. That was sold last summer to the Project Nightlight, so they have a business that's actually working in part of that building right now, and the Wimbledon building, there's works in the deal there to sell it to a private family that is looking to renovate the building into apartment buildings and that type of thing.
So it's kind of neat, Mark, new superintendent and new school. Everybody, you got to be happy about that.
Well, very happy, and like I said before, this building is just going to be an awesome building is about the best word that I can say. And, of course, it's new, but it's going to be state-of-the-art with from technology down to kitchen and classrooms and all that. So, it's just going to be a great benefit to students in our district.
That's Mark Lindahl, Superintendent of Barnes County North, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.